Northumberland 89.7, committed to local news.
Windy and snowy this afternoon. Complete weather details coming up. I'm Dan Jones with your 89.7 Truly Local News. Your drive home this afternoon could be a little difficult. Environment Canada has issued a snow squall warning for Northumberland County with westerly wind gusts of up to 70 kilometers per hour. With snowfall of 10 to 20 centimeters forecasted, the blowing conditions may produce diminished or zero visibility. The worst conditions are expected this afternoon and into this evening. Conditions should improve later tonight. The executive director of Transition House, which operates the homeless shelter in Cobourg, states he will not consult the Town of Cobourg Bylaw Services before implementing decisions which align with the town's emergency care establishment bylaw. The latest inspection report from Bylaw noted there had been a return of recliners to the shelter. While this was a concern previously, as some people were found to be sleeping in them, Bylaw requested that Transition House consult them before placing recliners. Christian Harvey says this will not happen.
The decision to put them back was, again, our decision to make, right? There is no bylaw around that, and that's also why I think we didn't get a... They can say that we should consult, that's fine, but we didn't violate a bylaw by having comfy chairs.
Harvey says he respects the role bylaw is playing in the community, but it's important they operate within their jurisdiction. The Help Center in Cobourg says it is seeing a rise in seniors accessing services as some struggle to maintain affordable housing. Executive Director Kim Lauder says since April, there has been a 15% increase in seniors facing potential homelessness. She tells Robert Washburn of Consider This that she is not shocked at the situation, as Northumberland County has a housing shortage.
I think myself and all the other staff were not overly shocked. This is something that we are seeing within our own service, and it's... elements of our service that are being radically changed over the last year. So those numbers were something that, although very sad and we didn't want to hear those numbers, that we were not terribly shocked by.
Lauder says seniors often face rent evictions, loss of spousal income, or increased living costs as reasons for facing homelessness. Port Hope police are investigating several thefts Sunday night in the DeBlaker Street North and Ward Street area. Authorities are asking residents to check their properties for missing items and review any surveillance footage from between 2:30 and 3 a.m. Anyone with information is asked to contact police. In sports, the Cobourg Cougars look to snap a 20-game losing streak when they host Wellington tonight. It will be a short turnaround as they host North York tomorrow. The Port Hope Panthers are in Frankfurt tonight while the Trent Hills Thunder beat Picton yesterday. If you see the news as it's happening, text or call the station on the 89.7 listener hotline at 905-372-2321. Stay tuned. Your truly local three-day weather forecast is next.
Hi, I'm Sarah Jacob of SMM Law Professional Corporation. We can assist you with wills, powers of attorney, real estate, business transactions, construction liens, small claim court matters. If we can't help you with something, we will find you someone who can. Call SMM Law at 905-372-3395 or email hello@smmlaw.com. SMM Law, we are here for you.
Ready to escape the ordinary? Come to Northumberland Heights and Spa in Cobourg, where tranquility meets luxury. Rejuvenate with ancient and modern spa therapies. Then savor gourmet bliss at our in-house restaurant Experience, where every bite is a journey. Located in Cobourg at 795 Northumberland Heights Road. Visit northumberlandheights.com or call 905-372-7500 to book your getaway today. Northumberland Heights and Spa. Relax, dine, renew.
Now here's your truly local three-day weather forecast provided by Environment Canada for Northumberland County. Mainly cloudy with a 40% chance of flurries this evening. Flurries and local snow squalls beginning near midnight. Blowing snow this evening. Local blowing snow late this evening and overnight, approximately 5 centimeters. Wind out of the west at 40 kilometers, gusting 70. Low of minus 12. Wind chill of minus 14 this evening and minus 22 overnight. Flurries ending tomorrow morning, then a mix of sun and cloud. 40% chance of flurries. Risk of snow squalls early in the morning. Local blowing snow early in the morning, approximately 2 to 4 centimeters. Wind out of the west at 30 kilometers, gusting 50, high minus 9, wind chill of minus 22 in the morning. And periods of snow Wednesday, high minus 3. Turn to Northumberland897.ca for in-depth local news coverage anytime. I'm Dan Jones.